We are back on the Andy Finn Show, and we're talking about spyware and spam with John Clark, a professor of telecommunications at the University of Kentucky. Hey, John.
Hey, Andy.
And when it comes to this spyware, like we you mentioned that the legislation's been introduced to ban it. Do you think that would be effective?
Well, no. Ultimately, no. And here's the reason. It's, for instance, it's illegal to operate an online gambling scheme in the United States.
And so we move them to wherever, right? The Caribbean?
Wherever. Who knows? Islands in the Caribbean, islands in the South Pacific, the former Soviet republics. You know, ultimately, we can pass all the laws we want to in this country against spam, against spyware, against whatever.
Pornography.
Pornography, gambling, you know, the normal vices. But those laws only apply to the United States. Some of them are state laws, some of them are federal laws, and it doesn't matter once you leave the territorial waters of the United States. And so that's one of the reasons why I don't think we'll ever get ahead of this. You know, I sometimes despair, along with Tim Berners-Lee, the guy who invented the World Wide Web, along with his colleagues at the European Particle Physics Laboratory, I sometimes despair that this thing that we have now will ever be anything but a source of constant headaches for us and opportunities for criminals to operate.
Well, if you think...
The whole concept of cyberpunk as first promulgated, you know, in that book, The Neuromancer, and
yep,
later in Blade Runner and all that kind of thing, the idea is that all technology trickles down to the level of the gutter sooner or later, and sometimes much sooner than later. So that, you know, I mean, once upon a time when pagers were invented, we had this, you know, the idea was that doctors would be able to receive pages and, you know, emergency situations and all that kind of thing, and the next thing you know, you have drug dealers on the corner getting their calls, you know, with pagers. And the same is true of the World Wide Web, which was originally something that was designed for scientists to trade information on physics. Well, within less than a year or so, the World Wide Web has become the forum for pornographers to sell their wares to people, and of course they've done very well.
You know, and so you're not talking about the creation of the Internet in 69, you're talking about the creation of the World Wide Web in about 1992.
Up until about 1992, the Internet was what it was originally intended for. I mean, primary users were college students and graduate students, faculty members, scientists. I was a user of the Internet back in the 80s, and certainly there was nothing remotely commercial about it whatsoever.
Although there was pornography.
Well, there was pornography in the newsgroups. There was pornography in the newsgroups, that's for sure.
But
that's something that most people have been generally unaware of. But once the World Wide Web came along in 92 and it made it possible for a browser to do all the command line stuff in Unix that you would have had to do yourself.
Right.
You know, learn how to telnet to a remote machine and learn how to do searches using Gopher and Archie and all that kind of thing, and then start an FTP session. This is way beyond the capabilities.
Right, a file transfer protocol session to download files.
Exactly.
All those things, all three functions, which is covered by a browser today.
Your browser does it.
And so it's the ease of use that brought this to the masses.
And the graphical interface.
Yes, and that's when corporations got interested, when they said color and graphics, now you're talking.
Yeah, and so just think about that. That was, my golly, 12 years ago.
All true.
And look what we've got today.
Well, so you said you despair, but the thing about that, John, it seems to me, is that, you know, there's usually two extreme schools of thoughts about technology. The first is it's going to be a disaster and we should stop developing this stuff, regardless of what technology we're talking about, you know, the Luddites. And the other one is that it's going to solve our problems, okay? And we usually have a mix of thinkers who, you know, futurists that predict They're either doom and gloom or they're sunny optimists. And the truth, of course, is always somewhere in the middle. It gets used, you know, when the telephone came along, people argued that it'll make the police's job easier because they'll be able to coordinate to track down criminals. And other people said, no, no, it'll make it the criminal's job easier. They'll be able to stay one step ahead of the police. And, of course, it's technology is just a tool that people use for good or ill. Mm-hmm. And that choice has been left up to me.
to you. Which side of the line are you going to come down on?
No, it's left up to each individual. But the point is, what's interesting about the Internet, I don't despair so much, you know, because every technology gets used for good and ill, but the Internet is interesting because it breaks down certain other kinds of boundaries we have, like the boundaries into your home, so people can send you spyware and spam, but also... you know, we settled the pornography issue based on local standards, and as you're pointing out, was you can't even keep it within one state. One state can't prevent information from coming in, like pornography from a city. But it doesn't even have to be in a U.S. city. You know, you can violate the local standards in the red states, in rural areas in this country, and you can do it from anywhere in the world.
Well, that's the thing. It's the prevalence of the Internet and the opportunity that it provides. For what we would call immoral practices or worse, criminal practices. Because let's say that you want to run a scam and defraud old people of their money. In the past, that meant that you would have had to show up at the elderly folks' door and offer to seal their driveway and do a partial job, get paid, and take off. You know, or roofs, another one like that. But nowadays, of course, you can sit in the comfort of your own home and potentially reach millions of people.
You can let your fingers do the walking.
Exactly, do the clicking. And there's the potential of reaching many, 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 many more people and taking their money away from them.
It sounds like a boon to the economy.
Yeah, right. That's the underground economy for sure.
So, okay, so you've said that, so I agree with you that spyware legislation is problematic. Now, how about the technical solutions? Why can't they just shut this down? Don't allow spyware to install itself.
Well,
why can't Bill Gates fix Windows?
Well, that's a good question. Why can't Bill Gates fix Windows? It's because there's not a single person, there's not 100 people, there's not 1,000 people who work at Microsoft who have the big picture of what the Windows code is. And so this is getting a little technical, but the Windows code is literally millions and millions and millions of lines.
That's true.
It's just been added on and added on and added on, and if they were to attempt any serious reassessment of it or reconstruction of it, that would simply mean that they would have to take their product off the market until they had it absolutely foolproof. And I'm not so sure that based on the way Windows works, that would even be possible, but it would certainly take years to do it. And in the meantime, Microsoft is obviously not willing to pursue that option.
Well, they'd be talking about developing a new version. They wouldn't have to take it off the market.
Well,
they could try
Longhorn for how many years now, and how many times have they postponed its release?
Which one?
Longhorn, which is supposed to be the new Windows operating system.
Well,
you know, they first started talking about this, as far as I know, about, oh my gosh, at least 6 years ago, and within the last few months said, well, we're going to delay the release of Longhorn again for another couple of years.
Well, and you are right. This is getting a little technical.
Yeah.
And so so the bottom line on the spyware is technical solution is not on the horizon. A legal solution is a problem, which is pretty much where we're at with spam. I do want to talk to you, though, about a spam filter that I'm finding works when we come back.
Okay.